Our text is the epistle lesson for this day from Hebrews 11, of which I reread several verses. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, living in tents. For he looked forward to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So far the text. Dear fellow disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, in about a month and a half, the men of the fourth year class will receive their first call assigned to them by the Synodical Board of Assignments. And call day on a synodical campus is always a very exciting day, always a big day, as it should be. In fact, on synodical campuses, graduation is usually a rather anticlimactic ceremony, because after all, the diplomas all look pretty much alike. But call day is different. Every call is distinctive, individual, personal, each one with its own challenge, each with its own problems, each with its own destination. Some of the call documents will be accompanied by long letters giving you much factual information and data. Others of them will be rather skimpy. But as soon as you get your call, I'm sure you will rush to find and gather all the data and information you can, not only about the congregation that is calling you, but also about the community and the city where you are destined to be. But how would you like to receive a call like the one Abram received in the text you just heard read? He didn't even receive a call document. And the information that the Lord chose to give him about this call was rather skimpy, to say the least. But where do you want me to go, Lord? Must have been the question in Abram's heart. And God's answer was clear: to a land that I will show you. Not right now, but someday. God's call, in effect, told Abram to start packing. The call didn't emphasize so much the geographic location where he was to go, but it emphasized the fact that he was to bestir himself, get up, and leave. It said, leave your country. Leave the people of your country behind. Not only leave your nation, but leave your family. Leave your father's household. Today, we would probably technically classify that call as a foreign mission call. But the most important thing about Abram's call, other than the fact that it came from God, was the way Abram responded to it in faith. Our text tells us, by faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abram traveled to a foreign land. By faith, he was willing to become a sojourner in a strange place. By faith, he was even willing to live the nomadic life in tents, wandering around. By faith, he trusted the promises of God. By faith, he followed God's direction and God's leading, even though he was not exactly sure what that destination was to be geographically here on earth. The scriptures point us to Abraham as an example and model of faith and obedience. St. Paul writes, as you well know, Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, some of those same promises that God made to Abram, and when you have time to look at this story again, you will remember that there were seven promises. Some of those same promises he still makes to each of us today. Others of the promises he does not. He has not promised to make each of you a great nation. He has not promised to any of us to make our name great. But some of the other promises to Abraham you can still rely on in your ministry. He has promised to bless you and your proclamation of his word, and it will not return unto him void. He has promised to be with you on your mission of gospel proclamation, even to the end of the age. He promises that many will be blessed who hear his word from your lips. He does also promise that those who receive you receive him, and those who despise you and your preaching of his word are also despising him. But the question naturally comes, why was Abram so willing to leave so quickly? His homeland, his people, his relatives, his friend. Why was he willing to start off on a journey of unknown destination? Was he naive? Was he gullible or what? No, indeed. Abraham went because he trusted God. He was a man filled with trust. He trusted God's promises. He trusted God's word. Now, the difference is Abraham heard that word. It was oral. He could hear it with his ears. But you today still receive God's word. But you see it with your eyes. It is in written form. And just as God spoke to Abraham orally, he speaks to you and to me today through his written word. And to you, God's word still comes. We see it, we read it, we study it, and it is still God's word and God's promise to you. Today, when we want to emphasize the veracity of what we're saying, we often say, I give you my word on it. Or I give you my word that I will do this or that. You have my word on it. God, in the same way, has given us his word of promise. And we note that he has fulfilled his promises. He has fulfilled the promise to send a Messiah. He has given us his word incarnate. In the very flesh, Jesus Christ came and dwelt among us. The foundation of God stands sure, we read in Timothy, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Abraham was not concerned about geographical locations or destinations because he was looking ahead. Our text says he was looking forward to a city not made with human hands, but whose builder and maker is God. Abraham had his sights and vision focused far into the future, to his ultimate goal, to his ultimate destination. Meanwhile, he was not concerned about what various towns or cities or lands he might sojourn for a brief time. And the trials and tribulations and troubles and problems and bickerings on this earth pale into insignificance when compared with the ultimate city of God, Jerusalem the Golden. In fact, St. Paul reminds us that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed to us. And the important thing is that you keep your focus straight and look beyond earthly destinations to the ultimate city, Jerusalem the Golden. The important thing about Abram's call is not where he would go geographically, but the fact that God would go with him wherever he went. And that's the important thing about your call too. And the important thing about Abraham's call is that he accepted it in faith, trusting God's promises. And that's the most important thing about your call and how you will deal with it. In faith, trusting the promises of God. All the while, keeping your eyes fixed on the ultimate city of God, not made with human hands, but whose builder and maker is God. We close with the vision and prayer about that city as expressed in the words of the hymn writer. They stand, those halls of Zion, all jubilant with song, and bright with many an angel and all the martyr throng. The prince is ever in them, the daylight is serene. The pastures of the blessed are decked in glorious sheen. O sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect. O sweet and blessed country that eager hearts expect. Jesus, in mercy bring us to that dear land of rest, who art with God the Father and Spirit ever blessed. Amen.